first question for you is, have you always been creative?
Yes. From the very beginning. Absolutely. I was like this kid that was literally either always drawing, like I think basically when I was five, I remember in school, there was always like, you know, the kids that could draw, and I was one of those kids. And then I was always creating plays, dancing. Like, I have the most wild imagination, and you just couldn't stop me. So I've inherently been very creative. However, my mum's also creative. She's an architect. So I wonder if because she's a creative, when you're modeling is from another creative that you sort of learn, because creativity is somewhat learnt. I don't know if it's necessarily inherited. So I wonder if also she had a bit of impact on growing up being so creative that I just naturally became creative.
And you went down the architect path as well, didn't you, for a little bit?
Yep, the architect path, and I still own my own design agency that does like graphic design, web design. So I've kind of dabbled in everything across the creative board that's, you know, graphic design, architecture, like the whole anything creative essentially.
And then what was the catalyst to finally come back to the art world? Because you said you were in art and very art driven in your late teens, is mm-hmm. that correct?
Yep, from 16 to about 23, I think it was. So I had my first solo when I was 16, and then I had a couple of solos following that, and then I think when I was about 22-23 was when I decided, okay, I'm going to go into the architecture. I finished my fine art degree. And then it must have been about a 10-year gap there that I was still being creative, obviously, but just put the painting aside, and then just decided one day I wasn't getting as fulfilled in the creative with the architecture or the graphic design. And I just had this massive itch to go back to painting. And then I just sort of thought, you know what, because I had this attitude of when my company does this, I'll go back to painting, or when I'm older, I'll go back to painting. And I kind of just went, you know what, there is no when anymore, we're going to do it now. So I just decided to go back in full time, yeah, about a year and a half, 2 years ago.
And how has it been since then?
So good. Things, I like so good, because I had a lot of reservation going back in. I thought, oh, you know, how competitive is it? What do you have to do? Like, because I'd taken such a big space from it. But because of social media, it's actually been so much easier than I thought. And it's been, everything's just sort of flowed. Like, I mean, within the first year, I got represented by a gallery and then got offered a solo show. So it kind of just has been a really nice, slow, smooth progression. And I haven't had any hiccups yet. So, you know, touch wood, hopefully I don't have any more. But yeah, it's been really, really exciting. There's always something to look forward to.
Hasn't social media just revolutionized the way visual artists can connect with an audience?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I so wish it was around, you know, back when I was 16, 17, because it would have just made such a world of difference.
I know I follow artists and they're represented by galleries, and when they're about to present a show, they will announce it on their Instagram, and mm-hmm. the show will basically sell out before it actually opens in the gallery. Mm-hmm. And I've said to a couple of artists before, I was like, how do you feel the gallery artist relationship is evolving? Because potentially that artist could have sold directly themselves. And you know, there's people like CJ Hendry who are bypassing that gallery avenue. Mm-hmm. However, in saying that, her goal is to be represented by a major gallery one day.
Yep. Nope. That makes sense. Yeah. It's interesting because it's twofold, right? Like I'm doing a little bit of both. So that's what's been interesting is I knew, because I come from a traditional background where I was, in a fine art, started with a solo show with a gallery, and I also have a fine art degree. So I started with more of that traditional background of, you know, you need to be in a gallery and you need to do this and this and this. So when I went back out a year and a half, 2 years ago, I went to social media and thought, I'm going to do this privately. But then I had this gallery reach out and say, can we represent you? So I thought, okay, this will probably be good, because the benefit of the gallery is they have a database of art collectors. So I'm kind of hoping to straddle both worlds. I've sold privately as well as being represented. So I'm kind of thinking the gallery has its benefit because of its database, but selling privately also has a benefit too, because then you have a little bit more control. So with this,
and also the commission side of things, right?
Exactly. Like, but then there's other artists. What I realized too is, I'm not sure if you've heard of, her name's Ashley Longshore. She's a really big artist that's from America, and she does pop art too. She refuses to go into a gallery. She's like, I will not go into a gallery to take commissions, etc. But what she's done is she's built a team of probably, I say 20 people, and they're all of her sales staff, and she gives them a commission of 30% for anyone who sells her work. So they're doing a similar model. They just haven't gone into a gallery. So because to get her work out there, she has her sales team. So it is interesting. You kind of always have to give a little bit, I think, to be able to kind of get a little bit further. And that's kind of what the gallery model, I guess, does as well.
Yeah. And there's, you know, one of the artists I was talking to about this, she was saying that being placed in a gallery kind of places you in a certain either genre or style, or not even genre or style, but a certain kind of level of art.
Yes. Yeah. That's where I think it's like you've got your different galleries, and it's, I think some, obviously you've got like those huge big galleries, the ones that are in the States, there's a couple in London, that if you get into a gallery that's of that caliber, it can completely change the game for you. So that's where I think your goal with most artists would be to be represented, because then it starts to just become a whole different game. You've got a whole different collector base, and then you've got a whole different price range, and then it starts going to auction houses, and that's like, you know, the big leagues. So
yes. Oh my God, yes. That's where we're heading. That's where we're heading, Brittany.
Yeah. Watch this space.
Brittany M, thank you so much for joining us on Interview with an Artist. It's been so awesome chatting with you.
No, thank you so much. I had so much fun.